Lotteries and Gaming Saskatchewan, LGS, distributed $2.1 million in charitable gaming grants throughout the province in the second quarter of the 2023-24 fiscal year. We're pleased to announce the latest round of charitable gaming grants, benefiting 750 groups and organizations in more than 200 communities across Saskatchewan, Minister responsible for LGS Laura Ross said. These grants are paid by LGS throughout the year, supporting a wide range of charitable activities and organizations. Recipients in Estevan sharing $11,999.21 were the Envision Counseling and Support Center Inc., $3,778.24, the Estevan Daycare Cooperative, $1,107.26, the Estevan Golden Eel Swim Club, $1,010.61, the Estevan Canet Club, $2,059.55, the Estevan Lacrosse Association, $71.13, the Estevan Figure Skating Club, $815.31, the Rotary Club of Estevan, $478.04, and the Estevan branch of the Royal Canadian Legion, $2,679.07. Four organizations in Carlisle received a combined $5,599.37. The Carlisle Public Library, $121.55. The Cornerstone Family and Youth Centre Inc., $191.25. The Royal Canadian Legion's Carlisle branch, $4,661.57. And the Southeast Supernovas softball team, $625, splitting $1,536.70 in Oxbow are the Oxbow and District Recreation Board Inc., $455, the Oxbow Community Swimming Pool, $195.95, the Oxbow Seawolves Aquatic Club, $200, and the Royal Canadian Legion Saskatchewan Command District 1, $685.75. Two agencies in Bean Fay received a total of $436.25. The Centennial Parks and Recreation Board, $61.25. And the Bean Fay branch of the Royal Canadian Legion, $375. Two organizations in Lampman will split $1,408.68. The Lampman and District Lions Club, $1,236.25. And the Lampman Recreation Board, $172.43, splitting $1,041.63 in Redvers were the Redvers and District Recreation Center, $457.50, and Redvers Minor Hockey, $584.13. Other grants were the Southeast Shrine Club, listed under Alameda, $177.50, the Stoughton Lions Club, $480, and the Tribune Community Club, $235.18. Charitable gaming grants help a variety of groups, such as sport, arts and culture organizations, service clubs, seniors centers, hospital foundations, school and library programs, volunteer firefighters, animal rescue and wildlife conservation groups, and more. These quarterly grants are made when groups and organizations conduct licensed, charitable gaming activities such as bingos, raffles, break open ticket sales, Texas Hold'em poker tournaments and Monte Carlo events. Charities aren't required to apply for the grants. Instead, the amount of each grant paid by LGS is calculated by the Saskatchewan Liquor and Gaming Authority, SLGA, based on financial reports and other information submitted by the group or organization as part of SLGA's charitable gaming licensing process. The grants equal 25% of the net revenue raised by each charitable event, up to a maximum of $100,000 per group or organization annually. The strength of our province is its people, Ross said. Charitable organizations and the thousands of volunteers make our communities stronger and more vibrant. Our government is pleased to recognize and reward their hard work and community spirit.